Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, the impact of big business decisions, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. And if you'd like to contact me about your small business, shoot me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. We'll get your small business featured on this podcast. Today's stories, how to address the subject of salary during your small business job interview, and the startup with an unconventional marketing approach, and that was contacting NBA players. We're brought to you today in part by Geico. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. When a state ranks among the top 10 in the country for major new and expanded facilities, that's pure growth. When it's tops for three straight years, that's pure Michigan. Long known as a world leader in the automotive industry, Michigan is also a leader in defense, cybersecurity, mobility, agribusiness, and aerospace. In fact, CNBC rates Michigan among the top 10 states in the country for business. To learn more, visit michiganbusiness.org, because helping business grow is pure Michigan. Well, you cringe when the question comes up during a job interview, right? How much did you earn at your last gig? You don't want to fudge, but you don't want to take a new gig for less money either. Maria LaMagna, reporter at MarketWatch, says lying ain't the answer. Maria, what do you have?
Yeah, so this isn't a new thing. You know, I'm sure people have been tempted to do this in the past, or, you know, hopefully haven't actually done it themselves in the past. But there was a really popular post on the site Quora, which is a site where people can post questions and have other people kind of crowdsource answers for them. And there was a distressed person on there this week saying, you know, I lied about my current salary during a job interview. I amped it up by 7%, and now my prospective employer is asking me for pay stubs, and I don't have any, so what do I do? And so all different people were kind of offering their two cents and saying, why don't you just lie again, say you don't have any pay stubs, or, you know, kind of explain that you were including benefits and other perks to get up to that 7% increase. But, you know, it's obviously a very stressful and bad situation to find yourself in. So, you know, as I'm sure we're about to talk about next, not lying in the first place is probably the way to go, because you don't want to find yourself in a situation where you have this job offer and then you're caught in a lie.
Yeah. Boy, how about some of those commenters? Big help saying lie again. What kind of advice is that?
I know. Jeez. I mean, I guess you kind of have to take it with a grain of salt, knowing that the other people responding are not necessarily experts either. But yeah, they gave some kind of off the wall advice that wasn't what the career experts that I've spoken to have said you actually should do.
All right. Obviously lying is wrong, but what's the risk here when it comes to salary and a future employer?
Right. So what's interesting is that it's actually become a hot topic in just the last year. New York City's Mayor Bill de Blasio actually signed an executive order last year saying that city agencies will no longer be allowed to ask prospective employees their current incomes. And he was doing that because of, you know, the wage gap and not wanting women and people of color to continue to stay behind if they're forced to disclose their current salaries and then not able to get the raise that they really should get and put them in the bracket that they should be in. So the state of Massachusetts passed a similar law last year. So it is actually becoming now more common, or at least a more common topic of conversation. You know, should employers even be allowed to ask that question? Because it really, you know, in the mind of many people, it should just be about what does this job offer and not what am I currently making? So I think it is becoming controversial because it, you know, a lot of people are saying, why can't you just start out the negotiation by saying this is what we're prepared to offer you?
Thanks, Maria. MarketWatch reporter Maria LaMagna, who's based in New York. Coming up next, the unconventional marketing of a startup. The powerful performance and incredible battery life of new Dell PCs with Intel Core processors empower small business employees to do their best work wherever work takes them. Dell's U.S.-based small business advisors and price match guarantee mean you'll always get the best deal on the right solution tailored to your business needs. Powerful PCs are just the beginning of a great partnership. Call 877-BUY-DELL now to contact a Dell small business advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. Well, the NBA has been at the center of a potato outbreak. Players are getting potatoes mailed to them with messages on the spuds. Story from the Wall Street Journal. Dallas Mavericks forward Dirk Nowitzki last week got one with his picture on it. He shared it with his millions of followers on social media. Miami Heat center Hassan Whiteside tweeted his own tater, which featured a photo of him with the musical artist DJ Khaled. Golden State Warriors star Kevin Durant got one too. The message on it read, "Wishing you a quick recovery, KD. Hope this stupid potato eases the pain." It may not surprise you that this was a marketing stunt. A guy named Riyad Beckett is the owner of a startup in the San Francisco Bay Area called Potato Parcel. He's in the business of shipping potatoes. They aren't meant to be eaten. They're sent as greeting cards. Customers upload images and messages, and for about $15, Potato Parcel sticks them on a potato. Since the intellectual property is not patented, there is competition in this space. Mr. Beckett experimented with some unconventional marketing. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com, as well as places like iTunes and SoundCloud. Those are also places, by the way, where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Also, if you'd like to share your small business story, again, I'd like to hear it. Hey, free publicity for you, right? Plus, you're sharing inspiration and tips with others. You can email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.